is the sound of money going from the federal government to a business in Dalton, the Tim O'Neill Rally School and Car Control Center. About a half dozen cars, driven by members of the Special Forces, are sliding through the mud. The school teaches the art of going fast on loose surfaces, such as dirt or mud. And the U.S. government figures that's something the Special Forces should be able to do, so it put out a notice soliciting bids. And that notice caught the eye of Chris Sear, the general manager at Tim O'Neill.
We found a course which was perfect for us. It was a driving course that the military needed.
But the paperwork for submitting a bid was incredibly complicated.
We didn't know how to get started. As an outsider, it was long nights.
That kind of bureaucratic bafflement is something Dave Peace knows well.
There are thousands of pages of procurement regulations. Not, I think, because the government loves bureaucracy, but because the Congress wants the way our money is spent to be scrupulously fair and transparent.
Peace heads up the New Hampshire Procurement Technical Assistance Program. It's a state and federal program to help small businesses get contracts with the state or federal government. Here's how Peace described the problem to a group of businessmen.
If you're Boeing Corporation or General Electric or General Dynamics, you can employ an army of attorneys and administrative people to figure out what all this means and what you have to do and what the requirements are. But if you're smaller, you just don't have the resources to do that.
That's the case for a lot of North Country companies. Peace says in fiscal 2013, companies in Coos County did about $1.8 million in business, including providing supplies to the federal prison in Berlin. But that $1.8 million compares to about $17 million in northern Grafton County and $1.9 billion statewide. And Peace says there are many more opportunities for companies that understand the bidding process. So he travels around the state putting on seminars, including one this fall in Littleton.
Let's click on that. Okay, and they're split into...
In addition to classes, the program provides one-on-one help, basically sitting down with company officials and guiding them through the process. At Tim O'Neill, that assistance helped win a five-year contract that could total up to $2.2 million. Business manager Sear says that's a huge economic boost for the company, which has 17 full-time employees.
In one contract, we're able to grow our business, 30 to 50%.
In Littleton, Peace's office recently helped the nonprofit Affordable Housing Education and Development, or AHED. It helps low-income families find housing. AHED wanted to lease almost 10,000 square feet of its office space to the federal government for an expanded clinic for veterans. But just taking the first step was hard, says Michael Claflin, AHED's executive director.
You're referred to these manuals online that, like I say, are hundreds of pages long that tell you you have to do it in this square and put it in that round hole and put a bow around it and put it in, or they won't accept the bid. I mean, it really is that specific.
That's when Peace's group stepped in. AHED got the deal. It includes a $1.7 million contract to renovate the office space. And that's good news for local businesses. The expanded veterans clinic at the Mount Eustis Commons is expected to open next year. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.